Much has been written these past few years about developing a standard for a, quote, living wage, particularly in larger cities like Philadelphia. Rising wages are an important benefit of robust economic growth in general, but the jury remains out on governments mandating how much people are paid. A new University of Washington study contends that Seattle's increased minimum wage is actually hurting workers. The Seattle minimum wage ordinance hiked hourly pay from $9.47 to $11 per hour in 2015 and to $13 per hour in 2016. Now, according to the research, the second wage hike to $13 actually cut the number of hours worked in low-wage jobs by nearly 9%. So while the hourly wages in such jobs did increase, lower-wage employees' earnings were reduced by an average of $125 per month for the workers who need the money the most. From Kaplan Partners, I'm Alan Kaplan for KYW News Radio.